You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The world will be watching Paris, France, the Summer Olympics, and Pittsburgh and the region will be well represented. From Hempfield, Bridget Guy Williams, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me.
So how, and I was talking to our anchorman, Paul, and some people, when I've seen these videos and I watched some of your pole vaulting, and I think, where in the world do you begin to learn that? Because that is one of the most challenging events of anything you could possibly do. You started, what, seventh grade?
Yeah, I started in middle school. I was a former gymnast for a long, long time. And there were some girls ahead of me who were also gymnasts and took up pole vaulting, you know, as a school sport. And so they were having some success, and that's kind of how I got into it. So it was, gymnastics was the segue, and I just followed in the girls that came ahead of me that were also in Hempfield.
Bridget, the question I have is, how do you start to pole vault? What's the process you go through to get to the point where you can even do that?
Oh, you start really slowly. You know, somebody asked Katie Moon at the at the Olympic trials, like, were you afraid when you first started? And she, you know, we all laughed because you're only going, you know, a few feet in the air. It's not like you're starting out jumping these huge heights. But, you put a pole in your hand and you run down the runway and you see what happens. That's how you start.
And I'm curious because you're from Hempfield High School, but you're 28 years old, so you've been doing this a long time, well after your high school and college career, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's been a really slow burn, but it's been a really good one, and each year I've slowly improved and continued to stay healthy, which I think has been really crucial to continued success.
I could definitely see you as a gymnast watching again the work that you've done. So what happens next? You've got to be so excited about your journey here as you get ready to head to France.
Yeah, it's super excited. I mean, it's definitely a dream come true, or at least part of a dream come true. And I'm really looking forward to being in Paris. But we just got home last night, and we're just going to, you know, I'm going to sit down with my coach later today and put a plan together. We're going to buzz over to Europe and hit a competition or two before Paris, come back, and then we'll head over for a mini little training camp on the 24th, I believe, before the opening ceremonies on the 26th. So
on the 24th, you know, Bridget, I'm just curious to know, you said training camp. What kind of training do you do?
We do a bunch. We do a lot of lifting, a lot of short sprints, especially in competition season. So a lot of like 40s or 60 meter sprints. We'll jump, have two technical days. So we'll keep everything pretty much the same heading into Paris, just working on refining the jump.
And for those listening that don't know, Bridget, you won the pole vault by clearing, what, 15 feet, 6¼ inches, which tied your personal record, right?
Right, for the outdoor season, yeah. That was a tied personal best for the outdoor season.
Yeah, indoor it's 15 feet, Paul, 10 inches. I get vertigo just looking up that high.
Right.
Oh, my God. Bridget, I can't imagine, because you bend that pole and then your basically flung up into the air, but you got to keep your body in perfect orientation to get over that bar.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it is a strange thing to wrap your head around. You know, people always ask me, "Is falling, you know, falling on the mat the most scary?" And I always say, "No, it's leaving the ground." You know, getting yourself to jump with this massive pole in your hand that could break, I guess, but that's just part of the sport, and it's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
I was curious to know if you're going to be participating is there a pole vaulting team competition plus individual or just individual?
It's just individual, but it will be, you know, we will all represent Team USA. So, I guess for those that aren't familiar with track and field, the events are individual, but the points that you get, I guess, can go towards your team if it is a team scored event or competition, I guess.
When you're not
that makes sense.
Running track here with the pole vault, what else do you do? Or is this all you do?
I, on the side, I work at my church. I'm an administrator. And so I run all of our communications and newsletters and things like that, community engagement for our church here, in the town that I live in. And, I spend a lot of time with my family and decorating my home. Really, if you really wanted to know, I loved changing my home and kind of creating cozy spaces in my house. But track does take up a big part of my life, especially in this season.
Well, your perseverance has definitely paid off. We can't wait to see you as you represent not only the USA, but us. You know, we always take credit for people around the region.
Oh, for sure. People's home, you know, my hometown is everything to me. I mean, everyone there, especially at Hempfield and my family and just the community have always been so supportive. And for that, I'm forever grateful.
Now, do you know Madison Wiltrout from Connellsville? I understand she made the team throwing the javelin.
Yeah, it was funny. We were going through metal processing for our medal ceremony. And she was like, "What?" And it was a really cool moment because we, you know, you're competing so long and both events take a while. And so when we saw each other, that was a pretty cool moment too.
Well, we're happy for you, excited for you and your family. I would imagine some of them will make their way to France.
Yeah, a lot of them. I have a lot of family going with me over to France. So I hope to put on a really good show for them.
Or as we like to say around here, Bridget, we're going down France.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be great to talk to you, Bridget, when you get back. I'd love to hear from you again.
Yeah, of course. That would be awesome. That would be wonderful.
Well, we wish you all the best. Thanks for taking some time. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bridget Guy Williams representing Hempfield in the United States.
Now I know what to watch for.
Our pole vaulting champion. Well, yeah, they have obviously the opening ceremonies where all the athletes walk. We'll look for her there. And, yeah, we'll definitely try to catch up with her when she gets back after the Olympic Games.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.